I am also a student with you all. Slightly bigger one, but I am a student with all of you. I want to speak of three words, which are very important words. And I want you all to write down those words. Three words. The first word is ignorance. If you find it difficult, I'll spell for you. I-G-N-O-R-A-N-C-E. Ignorance. The second word is liberation. L-I-B-E-R-A-T-I-O-N. Once again, L-I-B-E-R-A-T-I-O-N, liberation. And third word is perfection. P-E-R-F-E-C-T-I-O-N, perfection. Written down? P-E-R-F-E-C D-I-O-N. Perfection. Three words. Very important words. Ignorance, liberation, perfection. Now we shall try to understand these three words. Ignorance, what does it mean? Have you come across this word any time before? This word? Anybody has come across this word before? Yes? Who has come across? Tell me. Yes, good. Good. Anybody else? Have you heard of this word before? Yes, good. Yes. Excellent. So many have come across. You have come across?
Yeah, but I don't know what it means.
Huh?
I don't know what it means.
You don't know what it means. You. Now tell me what it means, according to you. Huh? Interested in some...
Can you tell me what
it means? Ignore,
when you don't pay attention.
Oh, yes, good. When you ignore somebody, right? You heard this word before? Yes, what do you think it means? No. Alright, you can tell me? What she said is correct. Good. Anybody else? You can tell me? Correct? Good. What does it mean?
It also means when you don't know about something.
Good. When you don't know about something. Good. When you ignore something, when you don't know about it. Excellent. So you can write down, the word ignorance comes from ignoring. It comes from ignoring. You ignore. If I don't look at you, even in the class, I'm ignoring. I am looking here, not looking here. So, this portion is ignored. Therefore, what is happening here, I do not know. So, this also is an answer. By ignoring, you do not know. Both things happen. You can say these are the two sides of the same coin. If you ignore, you do not know. Alright, now let us see the second word, liberation. Now, who has heard this word? Yes, good. You? Yes. Anybody else? Good. Anybody else? Yes, good. Good. Yes, good. At least 7 people have heard this word, liberation. Now let me ask him, what do you mean by liberation?
Freedom.
Freedom, good. Excellent. You have heard the word freedom?
Yes.
All of you have heard the word freedom. Good. So liberation means at the highest level, freedom means freedom from ignorance. Alright, that is the meaning of liberation. Freedom from ignorance. Because in ignorance you do not know, in liberation you come to know. So when you have knowledge, you have liberation. So, absence of knowledge is ignorance. Presence of knowledge is liberation. Good? You become free when you come to know. Then comes the word perfection. You have heard this word, perfection? Yes? Yes? Tell me, what is the meaning of perfection?
Perfect.
Yes, perfect means what? Perfect means perfect, good.
Be perfect in something.
Pardon?
Be perfect in
something. Yes, tell me, what is the meaning of perfection? Yes.
One doesn't need to be worked on again.
Yes, good. When one does not need to be worked upon again. It's perfect. You draw a picture and the picture is so beautiful you don't need to work upon it again. Perfect. You dress up nicely. No? When your hair are well combed, your shirt is well pressed, well presented, you look beautiful and you say you're perfect. Nothing more to be added. Your body looks so beautiful. Everything is so proportionately placed in the right place. It's perfect. When we move forward, we shall understand these 3 words more and more. But for beginning, this is good. We all understand to some extent these 3 words. Ignorance, liberation, perfection. There was a time when little children, this was long ago, when little children always used to ask this question. How to become liberated? Even little children used to ask this question. At present it is not so. But there was a time when many children used to ask this question. How shall I be liberated? And many teachers were there around who used to tell them, in order to become liberated, you have to do not only lot of study, so Leela asks him the question, do you know what is thinking? He said, I knew what was thinking, but I do not anymore know what is thinking. I knew what was thinking, but now I do not anymore know what is thinking. Why do you think he answered this question in this way? Can you find out? I knew what was thinking, but I do not know anymore what is thinking. Yes? He's confused. Yes, good. Yes?
Because he used to think, but now he doesn't, and now he can't.
He can't think anymore.
Oh, he can't think because he's stunned in his mind. Right? You have something to say? No? Fine. You must remember that Anak is a young boy who used to think a lot, but he had never seen, he never asked the question, what is thinking? You know, you can think without knowing what is thinking. No? Have you experienced it? You can think without knowing that you are thinking. Have you experienced it any time? You are thinking, but you do not know what is thinking. Have you felt it any time? No. Supposing you see an ocean, you are looking at it. A friend comes from behind and gives you a thud on your back. And you suddenly turn back and you ask the question, what are you doing? Then he realizes that he was seeing the ocean. He was seeing the ocean, but he was seeing this. You know, there is a very interesting word in English language which you must learn. There is perception, and then there is apperception. Perception and apperception. Perception is an act of perceiving, and apperception is an act of perceiving that you are perceiving. Perception is an act of perceiving, and apperception is an act of perceiving that you are perceiving. Right? You may perceive, but when you perceive that you are perceiving, and this can go on, to perceive that you are perceiving that you are perceiving, then you can, you are perceiving that you are perceiving that you are perceiving that you are perceiving. And further, you are perceiving that you are perceiving that you are perceiving that you are perceiving that you are perceiving. No, it is like a mirror. If you put one mirror against the other mirror, what do you see? Have you seen any time?
Yes.
Huh? What happens? You see many mirrors. mirrors after mirrors after mirrors after mirrors, no? So, similarly, you may think, but you may not think that you are thinking. So a time comes when you think and you know that you are thinking. And then you think that you are thinking that you are thinking. And you think that you are thinking that you are thinking that you are thinking. No? It's a very important stage of development. This young boy was passing through a very important stage of his development. So when he said, I was thinking, but no more I can think, that means already now he understands what is thinking. Because now he says, I was thinking, I am now no more thinking. So he recognizes what is thinking. And he says, I am no more able to think. There is a very important word in English language again, which says that there is in us a witness. Every one of us is a witness. Witness, you know the meaning of a witness? Anybody knows the meaning of witness? Yes? Witness is one who watches. Yes? Tell me.
Someone who watches.
A witness is one who watches. So, Leela answered, good. You are now entering into a consciousness of a witness, she said. You are now entering into a consciousness of a witness. And he was surprised, what is this? And Leela said, you are now entering into a state of a witness. When he said, I used to think, but I no more think now, she said, you are now entering into a state of a witness. And he withdrew himself and said, what is this witness? Leela went away. This was the only answer she gave and she went away. She was a young woman of about 27, 28 years of age. Extremely intelligent, with a very good brain power, and she had done a good deal of study of philosophy. She had read a lot of Indian philosophy, a lot of Western philosophy. In fact, she had stood first in her examinations throughout. Very bright student. And she was very observant. She all the time was observing. She was watching because she had a developed sense of witness consciousness. Whenever you can watch, you examine yourself. When you watch that you watch. If you are very quiet, you will not only watch, but you will also watch that you are watching. Have you made experiment any that any time? No? Have you seen any time when you watch, you begin to watch that you are watching? In fact, one of the great exercises that everyone should perform in his life is to watch, to watch. To see that you are seeing, to think that you are thinking. Now, although there are only three persons in the house, why the grandfather had made such a big house of 20 rooms? Was it all empty? Only three rooms were occupied? All rooms were empty? No. His father's name was Bhishma Kumar. Bhishma Kumar. You know, Bhishma is a very famous name in India. You have heard the name Bhishma? No? Who has read the story of Mahabharata? Anybody has read the story of Mahabharata here? No? Nobody? You have read the story of Mahabharata? You have heard the name Bhishma there? Yes? Good. Nobody else? Alright, one day we shall come to Mahabharata, because it's a very great story. So, it is a name in Mahabharata, Bhishma. So, when this grandfather was a young boy, he was a very solid man, young boy, with muscles and brightness and courage and fearlessness. So, he was called Bhishma Kumar. Kumar means the son of Bhishma. Bhishma Kumar, the son of Bhishma. But now he was an old man. Not very old. Between 65 and 70 now. He had now a very long beard. But very bright. His eyes were sparkling. Bright eyes and solid body even now. Now he was a very learned man. And he always thought that young children should have always a big house. That was his belief. The children should not be put into small cells like prison. Children should have vast air all around. So that's why he had built a big house. And then, in different rooms, there are beautiful things. In one room, there was a very big picture, not a picture but a sculpture of the Himalayas, the great Himalayas. Have you heard of Himalayas?
Yes.
Yes? Where is Himalayas? Do you know where is Himalayas? Yes?
China and the next to India and China.
Yes, good. You know the height of Himalayas?
No.
Yes? What is the height of Himalayas? How tall it is?
863.
Oh, good. Not very far. Yes?
8,848 meters.
Good, excellent. In terms of feet, Can anybody say in terms of feet how tall is Himalayas? Anyway, you can calculate, you find out. Next time when we meet, you tell me any one of you has got into the albums and tell me, pardon? Yes? 20? Good, excellent. Who has said this? Can you lift your hand? Good, excellent. Excellent. Now you've got the answer. Have you written down the answer? Himalayas, the height of Himalayas is? Have you got it? No, nobody has got it yet. You repeat your answer so that everybody listens to you. 29,000 feet, approximately, huh? Not exactly, but about 29,000 feet. So now in one room, as you open the room, you could see a huge sculpture of Himalayas. That was one very beautiful room. One day when you draw the drawing of this house, you will give to each room its inner side, what is inside the room. Then you open the second room. Now second room was a room consisting of four rooms, all put together, all opening. In that room, the whole of geography of the world was arranged, organized. You know geography, what does geography mean?
Yes?
What does it mean?
Study of Earth.
Study of the Earth. Good. So you had the entire Earth put into the different forms. Now you can imagine yourself what kind of room it must be. The whole Earth was exhibited there in that room. And third room you open, it was still consisting of seven rooms, not one room, not four rooms, seven rooms all put together. And what do you find there? You find astronomy. You know the meaning of astronomy? Yes? What is astronomy? What is your name? Tell me your name. What is your name? Huh? Ashwin. Good. Ashwin, tell me what is astronomy. Can you tell me? Geography is a good answer you gave me. Yes?
It's a study of the sky.
Study of the sky. Good. Study of the sky. What is your name?
Gayatri.
Excellent. Study of the sky. Sky is not a very ordinary thing. There are so many things in the sky, no? So, what do you expect to see in this room? So many things you can see in this room, astronomy. You can see planets, right? You can see the beautiful sun and the planets. You know the meaning of planets? Yes, tell me.
There was stars.
Good, there was stars, there was moon. Excellent. Telescope, good, excellent. There was a telescope also in this room. Very good.
Rocks,
yes. Then?
Spaceships?
Spaceship had not yet come at that time, still. So, it was not there in that room. Perhaps now when you make a room, you will have a spaceship in it. All right. So when you make a room for astronomy, you will have a spaceship in it. All right. Good. Then? Yes? Mature. Good. Excellent. Anything else you can think of the astronomy?
Galaxies.
Galaxy. Good. Excellent. I was waiting for this word to come. Now you have spoken it. What is your name?
Lisa. Lisa.
How do you spell your name?
L-I-S-A.
Lisa. Good. Lisa. Good. So there are galaxies. You know how many galaxies are there in the world? Millions. Good. Excellent answer. Not infinite, but millions. Good. Good. So there were galaxies and stars and planets and moons and the sun. Yes? Pardon?
Was the universe too big to put in that book?
It was very difficult. I agree with you, it was very difficult, but the grandfather was a very learned man. He was a very learned man, so he had put everything so beautiful. Yes?
Solar system.
Yes, what is your name? So this grandfather was a very learned man. And he had put everything so beautifully that you can see, you spoke of infinity, no? You could see infinity in it. You know, how to put infinity in finite is a very difficult art, no? All art means what? To express infinity in finite. Finite is, what do you understand the meaning of finite? Finite is opposite of infinite. Infinite means what? That which has no beginning and no end. That's called infinite. Finite is that small thing which has a beginning and which has an end. Alright. So, to manifest infinite in the finite is called art. If you are a good artist, you remember this. If you want to be a good artist, a good musician, a good painter, a good architect, always try to see, in this painting, is infinite shown, although the picture will be always small, it will be always finite, but can infinite come out of it? If infinite comes out of it, it's a very good art. You hear music, for example. If while hearing music you begin to float in the sky, then you find that the music is good. If you see a big architectural design and you see, oh, here there are galaxies, if you find galaxies in that architectural design, then you can say it's a very good architecture. Alright, so this grandfather, he was a great artist himself, very learned man, very great artist. So he had put such a beautiful picture of the whole universe, infinity in the finite. Alright, then you come to another room. And what do you find in that room? There were very important books. In that room, there are important books. Now tell me what books must be there in that room. You have seen of important, what are the important books of the world? Have you heard of important books of the world? Yes?
A dictionary,
very good. Excellent. Then, what do you think were the good books, the important books of the world, were there? Yes? Bible, excellent. There was surely Bible in it, yes? Ramayana and Mahabharata. Of course they were there. What else?
Encyclopedias of the world.
Pardon?
Encyclopedia of the world.
Encyclopedia of the World, excellent, yes. There was Encyclopedia of the World. What else? What else do you think was there? Yes?
Geographic books.
Geography books, good.
Atlas.
Atlas, yes, that's what he said. And then?
And the books of number one and number two.
Books of?
World War I.
Oh, World War the First. But it was not yet, World War the Second was had just begun. When this story begins, World War the Second had just begun. It had not yet been completed yet. So World War the Second was not. World War the First, yes, there was there. But Second World War had not yet come. Yes? The Gita, surely. Bhagavad Gita was there. Then? Let us imagine. What was in there? Yes? Pardon?
Astrology
books. Yes, of course. Astrological books also, yes? Book of?
Science.
Yes, science books were there. How to discover, how to invent. They were there. Then? You have not seriously spoken the most important book, huh? Yes? Yes? Notebook, of course. There were many notebooks there. Yes?
History.
History, yes. But what kind of history?
The past.
Yes?
The family history.
The family history, all right.
The life.
The
books of life.
Books on life, yes, excellent. Books on life, then? Yes? No, they were not there, only because they came much later, they were not there. Then?
Music books.
Music books, yes. Then? Yes?
Animal books?
Animal books, yes, of course.
About nature?
Nature, yes, very right. Yes? Savitri. That I have to find out whether Savitri was in that library or not, in that book. Let us see, when Savitri was written. You know when Savitri was written? We are in 1940-41. This story is starts in 1945. So, let us say, 1941, was Savitri available to people? No, not yet. Alright, so Savitri was not there, but should have been there. Now, by now of course, if you go now, I think in that room, you will find Savitri. But not at that time. When we are talking about the story, it was not there at that time. Yes? Story of? Stories for small children. Yes, of course. Children's stories. Fine. Yes?
Comic books?
Comic books, no. Except one or two perhaps. But not yet. There was one very book. Yes, yes, tell me.
Technology book.
Yes. Technology book. Yes?
The books from that mother wrote?
Books that mother wrote. You know, the mother wrote books from 1914, and this story is 1945, so sure you'll find mother's books there, right? Good.
What about Plato?
Plato, yes, of course, Plato was the greatest, one of the greatest, so Plato's books were surely there. Good. Then there was a great book called Upanishads. Have you heard the word Upanishad?
No?
Then you write down. This is a very important word. There was a book called Upanishads. When you go to your school next tomorrow, you ask your teachers to show you the book called Upanishads. I am sure that your library has got it. Just as Anag's library had it, your library also will have Upanishads. If you don't have, you tell me. Then you shall get them, because you should see Upanishads. If in India, the greatest books are called Upanishads, most important books are called Upanishads. So Upanishads were there, and then there are four Vedas. You have seen the Vedas? Have you heard the word Veda? No? You heard the Veda? No? Oh, I must tell you then, these books were very prominent with the first books. As you entered the room, the first was Rig Veda, second was Yajur Veda, third was Sama Veda, fourth was Atharva Veda. Difficult words, no? But try to understand. They were the first books. When you entered the house, the room, the first four books were these four books. So I shall write down. Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, and Atharva Veda, four Vedas. Now, as you enter the room, you find these four big books, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, and Atharva Veda. And then below it was written, books that tell you of ignorance, liberation and perfection. These four books were put in a large way, and below was written, books that tell you of ignorance, liberation and perfection. And below that there was written, in very small letters, deliberately, small letters. What was written there? The knowledge that matters most. Knowledge that matters most. That was written below. Yes? Pardon? Knowledge that matters most. Knowledge that matters most. That is to say, most important knowledge. If you want to know what is the most important knowledge, then you find in these four books, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, and Atharva Veda. And after these four books, there is the next one. There is only one book, The Modern Veda. It was written, big letters on book. The Modern Veda. This was very ancient Veda. Long, long, thousands of years ago. Then there was another book, which was called the Modern Veda. And there was only one book. What was the name of that book? The Life Divine. That was the book written. The Modern Veda, below that, there was a book called The Life Divine. Alright, so now this was a very big place. These are the all important books which are lying in that book, in that room. Then came a museum, a small museum, not a big museum. And then there was next one, an exhibition room. Now exhibition room was completely empty. Deliberately, grandfather was a very wise man. And he had said to his children, grandchildren, I am keeping this exhibition room completely empty. Why? Because I want you to paint, to draw beautiful pictures. And when you have drawn pictures, you would exhibit them. So exhibition room reserved only for these two children. When you get a good idea, write it down beautifully and exhibit it. You get a very beautiful picture you draw, put it there. And grandfather made it always a habit to visit it every day. So children were always anxious to put something. In the morning they would put up their new things, in the evening they would go out. So it will be empty again. Next morning again something new will come up and grandfather would come to see and admire what the children have done. Good. And then of course there was a beautiful room of Anag and a beautiful room of Shweta, and a good room of the grandfather, Vishnu Kumar. Alright, our story will continue tomorrow. Now it is 12 o'clock, exactly 1 hour we have spent together. Now you will think of the story. As I told you, we shall write this story ourselves. We shall prepare the story. I will go on giving you some incidents as they occurred in the lives of Anak and Shweta. Very beautiful story. But you will also imagine, you will think yourself what must be happening to the brother and sister who are living together in such a good environment. So shall we meet tomorrow again? Yes, we shall continue the story. We shall see ultimately how these two children learn about ignorance and liberation and perfection. Good. About ignorance, liberation and perfection. Alright, we shall learn about it. Fine, thank you.